question from Seema Sarogi Mataji. I recently visited Kolkata and saw that devotees pronounce the Mahamantra Ramo, while everywhere we write Rama. I, being from Hindi-speaking background, always pronounce Ram. Can you please elucidate on the pronunciation of the Mahamantra? Answer. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, a verse is quoted by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his discussion with Ishwara Puri, where he says, Murkho vadati vishnaya, dhiro vadati vishnave, ubhayostu samam punyam, bhavagrahi janardana. So, he is explaining Murkho vadati vishnaya. Normally, words have their inflections in Sanskrit languages. For example, in English also, if I is to be made in the possessive, it will become my. And say, you will become your. But if I change I into I-er instead of my or something like that, it's a wrong grammatical inflection. So here the example is given that when the word Vishnu is to be inflected, inflected means a form of the word is changed to adapt to the structure that is required within the context of a grammatical sentence. So, the correct inflection for Vishnu will be Vishnaya. Vishna, Murkho Vadati Vishnaya, Dhiro Vadati Vishnave. Like Vishnu becomes Vaishnav. So, Vishnave. So, the correct pronunciation will be Vishnave. However, he is saying that Murkho Vadati Vishnaya. But people who are not so good at grammar, they may feel that just as Krishna becomes Krishnaya, similarly Vishnu will become Vishnaya. So here he is saying that Murkho Vadati Vishnaya, Dhiro Vadati Vishnave, Ubhayostu Samam Punyam. Actually, whichever way one pronounces the names, the Punya that one gets, the spiritual credits that one gets, the Punya can be material or it can be spiritual also. So here this is bhakti related punya. Which one gets is samam punyam. It is equal by bhavagrahi janardana, because Lord Janardhan is bhavagrahi. He actually looks at the emotion of devotion that is there in the heart primarily. So therefore, the first principle to understand is that we don't have to get too caught up in the technicalities of the pronunciations. There are now devotees all over the world, and there are some countries, for example, some areas of China and Russia, especially, there in their vocabulary, the word ra is not there at all. So for them, Ram becomes Lam. Hare Lam Hale Hale Hare Hale Lam Hale Lam 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 Hale 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 Krishna Hale Krishna Hale Krishna Hare Krishna, like that it becomes Krishna Krishna Hale Hale. So now it's Hare, not Hale. But Bhavagraha Janardana, so Lord Krishna is ultimately seeing the heart. So just like in Bengali, there is no word Jo, so Jamuna becomes Yamuna over there. But that doesn't matter. Certain languages and certain places may have certain characteristics. The important thing is that actually it is the relationship of the heart with Krishna that is expressed through the chanting of the Maha Mantra or the other prayers that are offered. So at a broad level, there is how one pronounces is not important. Now there are various inflections that happen for a word. You can have Rama, Ramo, Ramasya, Ramena, Ramaya. So there are, if you know Sanskrit grammar, basically there are various changes that can happen in the word, and depending on the context again of the sentence. So is there any one grammatically correct form? So generally in the Devanagari, we write Rama. So that's all that is. But the convention of rendering the Devanagari into English has evolved in such a way that what would literally seem to be R-A-M becomes R-A-M-A in English. So now if we read R-A-M-A from the Indian point of view, it would become Rama. Rama went there. But it's not Rama, it's Ram. So that is the convention that has been adopted presently, and it has been going on for several centuries. So Krishna becomes Krishna. K-R-I-S-H-N-A. So that A is not to be pronounced loudly, not to be emphasized over there. So Hare Ram, Hare Ram. It is not Hare Rama. So like that, there are some technical variants as per either the grammatical conventions of different languages or the cultural conventions of certain places. So we don't have to bother too much about who is right and who is wrong. The scriptures give us a standard version, and the scriptures also tell us that the essence is the devotional aspect. Now in the name of devotion, it is not that we out of our carelessness mispronounce and say that because I have devotion it doesn't matter. No, so we try to pronounce it properly. Whenever we are chanting the Mahamantra, we should chant Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So the pronunciation is Krishna, Rama. So that has to be clear. Now sometimes, especially during kirtans, in particular teams, Rama may become Rama or Ramo. That is fine. Because there are certain, what is called as artistic licenses or musical licenses that are allowed. And if that is how certain devotees are chanting, there is no need to become unduly worked up about it. The important principle to understand is that there is a standard scriptural way of pronouncing, and there is also a scriptural caveat, a scriptural warning or caution is that it is not that the correct pronunciation gives us greater devotion than the incorrect pronunciation. So it's not so much of a correct and incorrect, it's more of a way of expressing devotion to the Lord that matters. So are the form like Ramo or Ram, as it's sometimes said in Bengali, or Rama, as it is said in English, R-A-M-A, are they wrong? No, they are just linguistic conventions that have evolved in particular ways. And if certain devotees are habituated to adopting those linguistic conventions, there is no need to take up any cudgels for that. It is not an issue to go on campaign about. It is just to recognize that there is some scope for linguistic variations within the process of devotional service. And we focus on the way that the scriptures give us and the way we are comfortable with. Thank you.